The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Jeremy Skillington, CEO of Poolbeg Pharma. POLB is the ticker there. Jeremy, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Justin. Good morning to you.
Yeah, and you've released a Predict Viral Patent Update. Hope I'm saying that right, but we'll dig into that and explain the significance of that in a bit. Before we do, Jeremy, for people who've never heard of Poolbeg or maybe just vaguely familiar, just explain again what you're all about.
Sure, of course. Poolbeg, we're just shy of 3 months now on the AIM market. As you said, POLB as the ticker. We're a clinical stage infectious disease pharmaceutical company. We've got a capital light model, so we run very efficiently from a cash standpoint. We provide details on our drugs on RSV, HRV, and influenza is our key focus right now. So COVID as well, of course. You know, any of these respiratory viruses is what we're trying to tackle. Mm. And we're doing that from multiple approaches, and we can talk a little bit about that as we go through the podcast.
Yeah, well, let's talk about this the patent you filed, application for your Predict Viral platform. Tell me more about this. Explain what's going on here, if you could, Jeremy.
Sure, Justin. As you know, intellectual property is critical for this industry, just protecting your inventions, you know, allowing you to move forward in development, and nobody else can compete with you. But with this your Predict Viral update, this protects an invention that allows us predicting a method whether somebody, a patient, an individual, exposed to a respiratory virus, whether it is influenza, RSV, HRV, will have a higher severity of disease or a likelihood of being contagious. And I think that's a kind of a long sentence, but I think it goes back to everything we've learned about COVID in the last 20 months, 22 months or so, is about this kind of infectivity and severity. If we could diagnose early diseases like this, who will suffer most and who will spread it most, we can intervene earlier on. And this patent protects that. We've identified genes signatures that when they're upregulated in patients early on, there's a high likelihood that they will develop severe disease and a very high likelihood that they'll be more contagious. So again, early intervention, early recognition is key for respiratory diseases, as we've learned, as I say, over the last 20 months.
Yeah. Well, if you could, for the layperson like myself, who's not qualified in this area, but can you explain exactly, what is, there's a clue in the title there, Predict Viral Platform, but the platform there and how it works exactly.
Sure thing, absolutely. So simply put, if somebody catches a virus, our immune system kicks in, right away. It's a foreign invader, and we're ramping up the immune system. Now, interestingly, in the first few hours or so, this is pre-symptomatic. We don't know we've been infected. We walk around normally, but as I say, in the background, the immune system is firing up, and it's turning on a lot of genes that these genes then will build up the immune response to fight the virus. And what we've identified is a signature that in certain genes, if they're upregulated very early in the disease cycle, as they're pre-symptomatic, there's a high likelihood that these patients will go on to develop severe disease. So it's, again, fascinating from, again, pre-symptomatic. So this is where we can do this biomarker analysis. It's like a diagnostic test. And then we can tell the patients, tell the doctors very early in the disease cycle that these patients, we should isolate them. We should treat them early. We should treat them aggressively with, say, antivirals. But as I say, so it's early intervention is key. And again, we go back. We've learned so much from the COVID pandemic that we can apply this to diseases like flu and RSV and HRV. So it's quite fascinating in that regard. It gives doctors, an added leg up to tackle the disease early and obviously to patient benefits. And stopping the spread, and that's the key thing here. So it's early diagnostic, early intervention, pre-symptomatic, and that's the fascinating thing here. It's like you don't even need a sniffle; your immune system is kicking in before you realize what's going on. But we can tell docs earlier on that the immune system has kicked in, and if a certain gene's signature is upregulated, we should isolate these patients and treat them aggressively.
Yeah, I heard that recently. I don't know if it's true. Someone said the difference between COVID and flu is that COVID, like I said, you show no symptoms and you start transmitting it, and you're contagious. Whereas flu is a bit different. You start, you look ill, you start sniffling. Is that right?
It's one of the differentiators. Obviously, they're totally different viruses. But again, the immune response sometimes can be universal. But each virus uses a different approach to trick the immune system or to hide from the immune system. Yeah. But you're right about COVID. I mean, the fact that it was spreading pre-symptomatic, that's what got people alarmed early in the pandemic. And we've learned from that. So I say our approach here can, and it's very well done. It has very good uses in a community-based setting. If there's a lot of people together and we can isolate, you know, early on who has this gene signature and separate them from the crowd. And I think it's you know, a fascinating approach. And again, using biology to a deep degree that, you know, and again, fascinating insights. Again, a lot of credit to the team at hVIVO who Open Orphan had acquired last year, who've worked on this for many years. And again, fascinating insight. We filed the patent, so we have it protected now, filed in the UK, and we'll go broader from there. But it's you know, it's a great piece of invention that again we plan to move forward. We're talking to diagnostic companies about moving this forward from a development standpoint, and building on this knowledge. And as I say, for the ultimate benefit of patients and society, that we can stop these the spread of these diseases very early in the infection cycle.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, listen, I apologise for being a stickler for detail here, but in the RNS, is hVIVO, part of Open Orphan, filed these predictive biomarker patents applications on behalf of Poolbeg. So I know some people will question this, in case any questions in regards to ownership relationship to Open Orphan. Yep. How does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. When Poolbeg was found and formed and spun out of Open Orphan, you know, we did take the pharma assets, brought them with us. And as I said, this was kind of part of the spin-out. And we mentioned this last week. I know just we're talking frequently now because Poolbeg, we're on a roll. We've got a lot of activity. We talked about our AI platform last week. Mm-hmm. But on that note, when Poolbeg spun out of Open Orphan, we got the pharma assets. So we have, as I said, we have rights. The rights of hVIVO are being transferred to Poolbeg as part of that demerger. And we mentioned last week as well that the Open Orphan shareholders have shares in Poolbeg. So as part of that transfer, that there's you know, that they have they've retained their value, let's say, in these assets. So the as I say, the rights have been transferred to Poolbeg for this particular predict viral platform, and we plan to move it forward and develop further again with partners in all likelihood.
Yeah, absolutely marvellous stuff. Okay, well, as you know, Jeremy, on the front page there, Vox, there are 10 companies that are the most followed on the platform. To get on that list, people have to hit that follow button, and then you get your news via a notification then. But so give us three quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button and add Poolbeg to their watch list, please.
Exactly. I'm happy to do that. I mean, we have more than three, I should say, Justin, but I'll give you three. The fact that we're front and center in infectious diseases. What more exciting time to be an infectious disease company? There's a lot going on. We've understood a lot from the COVID pandemic the last 20 months, and we're going to build on that. So we have an exciting set of assets. We have a lead program for severe influenza. So we're mixing in the three areas of infectious diseases. So that's the therapeutic side. We have a vaccine discovery platform we're discussing with collaborators, and just as we talked, we've got a diagnostic platform, and this market is set to grow to 250 billion by 2025. So we'll be, you know, moving very very rapidly in that. And the last point, you know, to three is like the science behind this is fascinating. The hVIVO team have been running human viral challenge studies for you know, many years, and we have access to all of their data. And as I say, just watch this space, because Poolbeg, there's a lot going on from all three areas of our technologies. And as I say, utilizing this viral challenge data that we have access to, there's going to be a lot of news flow over the next several months where we're pushing our programs forward.
Excellent stuff. Good to hear. So we'll be catching up then. Excellent stuff, Jeremy. And speak soon. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Justin. Appreciate it. Take care.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.